you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thottas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Monet Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
We have a guest today.
Yeah, it was all my doing because I reached out to Gravity because I was like, we need to have this legendary queen.
Wait, first of all, I'm the one that said we should get Gravity, and then you reached out. Let's be sure.
That's not true. That's
y'all can go back and listen on the podcast. Anyway, Gravity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce my guest. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Sibling Watchery, please welcome to our podcast this episode the very beautiful and very talented Gravity Balmain.
Gravity, what are your pronouns?
Hi. Hello. My pronouns are either he, him, or they, them. I don't really mind either way. And yeah, I'm super excited to be here. And thank you to both of you for reaching out to me.
Gravity, no. Gravity, do not let Bob bully into you into a lie.
Gravity is speaking from his own mind. You're trying to bully Gravity into Gravity is speaking. Gravity is a very strong person who can speak from their own mind. Okay, honey.
Anyway,
if you follow Gravity on TikTok, you would know that Gravity is very comfortable.
I do follow Gravity on TikTok, so boom. Anyway,
let's check the date because I think you started following as soon as I got here. Anyway,
we all
Gravity is from the winning house of season one of Legendary. What was your experience like winning season one of Legendary?
It was great. It was weird because the final episode was the first episode where COVID restrictions and everything.
Right, I remember that.
Right. And so that's clearly what they did for basically every single episode of the new season. But back then, they didn't know what they were doing. Like, it was very like, oh, what's a mask? Like, they had like a 300 party afterwards that was, yeah.
Okay. Like, so the season started airing at the beginning of last year, the beginning of 2020, and then the pandemic happened. So when did y'all film the finale of last year?
We filmed from late January to like mid-March or so. So right when we were wrapping filming was right when like things really started to pick up. And we were filming like in Connecticut, but also like New York City around then. So it really was like, that's kind of the first place it hit in the United States.
Got it.
We definitely had, yeah.
So, you know, so they give y'all a lot of time in between episodes, right? Because Bob and I were like, do they film this all over 2 weeks? Or is this being filmed like, because, you know, again, we're both from reality TV, right. So we know about the smoke and mirrors of reality TV. But this, they really give y'all a lot of time to make it work.
No.
When they will make up facts.
Well, he said they filmed it from January to March. That's what? That's 3 months.
So it was like January. We didn't start filming the first episode until like February 9th or something, and we wrapped like March 13th, and there was 10 episodes I think in that.
So
2-3 days an episode, but in that time we had to do costumes, music, choreography, setting, like production and the actual like screens and everything and graphic design. It was
When they wouldn't know, because she didn't do any of her costumes or her wigs. I don't think she does her makeup at this point. We should hop over to.
If I was sitting there with the comfort of a Snapchat filter, I would say a lot of shit too. But well, you know, Gravity and I are being natural. Live, Mama. We're being natural for the fans.
Mm-hmm. We've all seen you go live this thing. Monet's little eyeliner filter. Anyway, we should go ahead and jump into a legendary episode 6. Ladies and gentlemen.
Before we start, Gravity, just for the people, because again, a lot of us watching Legendary, yes, we know Ballroom stuff, but let me see for myself. I'm not a ballroom aficionado, so sometimes the judges say a lot of stuff, and we're all like, but I thought I saw this. So so in every choreographed performance, you guys, it's safe to say that they want to see every element of ballroom, right? Like hand performance floor, duck walk, and every performance that should be in, unless they want something specifically highlighted.
I don't know exactly what direction they gave them this time around. For us, there were very specific challenges where it was like, this is very specifically a Vogue challenge. So for that reason, you need to showcase all 5 elements. But for all of ours, I think first season, they were still figuring things out. So I don't really know where they are now, but a lot of them, it was like, oh, this category is, you know, like bizarre high fashion. You can have Vogue, but you don't need to have Vogue. So it really depends on the week and the category. But it seems like this season, they are really stressing, like, have everything.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Monet did not watch the episode. But I don't even watch the episode. So each episode, they will say at the beginning, like in the first 2 Grand Marches, they were like, we need to see all 5 elements of Vogue. And this one at the beginning, they are all specifically highlighting a specific category. So in today's episode, or not today, but the latest episode, the Plastic Fantastic episode, they were asking them to highlight floor performance. So they don't need to do all the elements. They just need to emphasize the one that is that week. And this week is floor performance.
Well, right. We all get that, but I'm saying, one would think that, yes, you do all the 5 elements, but one should specifically be highlighted. Like, for example, when they had to do face, or when it was, or like today, when it is for performance. So you do all 5, but one should be the standout. Like, we're doing this thing, we're serving that.
Yeah. So the kind of confusing thing is also you have Vogue, and within Vogue, you have the 5 elements, but you're also talking about other categories within ballroom, right? So face is not a part of Vogue. Face is another category entirely. Same with runway or realness or labels or any of those other ones. So the thing about Legendary specifically is they mostly cast people who Vogue, and they kind of stress the Vogue side of ballroom, but there's a lot of people in ballroom who do not Vogue at all, right? People who just walk face, people who just walk realness. So it's kind of a balance of that where they really want to have, obviously it's like Vogue is very entertaining. It's very televisable. They have elements of everything, but it's not necessarily like mandated, especially when it's like face or realness or something.
Yeah. I also want to say, Monet, they do not ask that you do all 5 elements in every performance. Like if you go back and look, they don't catwalk they don't duck walk in every performance. They just have to do the one thing that is specifically highlighted that week. They don't
for
have to
the 74th
all
time. Yes, I get that.
No, you keep saying they have to do all 5.
But hold on, hold on. I'm asking Gravity, as someone who has participated on the show, if like what are they saying to you that we don't see on camera? So yes, we know that we're looking for hand for full performance, but are they telling you do the 5 elements, but like pay special attention to this one thing to really highlight it? That is what I'm asking.
He told you no 3 times already.
Exactly. But for all the listeners, all of us who are watching the show who may not understand. I'm asking to explain it, but you keep on trying to put your own thing. Let gravity have his moment in the sun on the podcast.
I'm not taking gravity's thing. Gravity explained it, and then you're like, but yeah, but they make you do all five, right? And gravity's like, that's well, no, not, base is not a bow.
That's
element.
Literally not what happened. You're
like, but they make you do all five, right?
Literally not what happened.
Anyway.
And then another question I have, Gravity, from your original season is that, so it seems like, this season, not so much, but last season, some like a lot of the houses met for the first time when they did the show. It was was that what we were seeing, or was that not true? And speak to that experience.
So,
like the House of Ebony, she was like, right. I don't know this motherfucker.
Oh, right. Well, a lot of the original houses from season one, a lot of us came from LA. So I knew everyone from LA, obviously. And I knew like members of, especially the more well-known members from other houses. There were definitely people there that I didn't know immediately, but like for the most part, it was like filling in the gaps as opposed to like meeting a bunch of people for the first time. I think with season two, the thing is you have some houses that are a lot more experienced. They're a lot more kind of tenured within Ballroom, and they will probably all know each other. Like people know everyone in Miyake Nuclear because they're all legends or up and coming legends. Whereas like a house like Lux is like very newly formed. So a lot of them probably did not know the members of the House of Lux because they formed like 3 months ago. So, yeah.
Got it.
So here's my question. What is your status? What is your ballroom status?
I'm just here. no, so in ballroom, you have status. The like official statuses are legendary, iconic, and then pioneer. And those are all kind of like you have to be in it for a certain amount of time. You have to make a big impact in your category. You have to travel state to state. You have to have a lot of wins. Below that, you have star and statement. Those are a little bit more fluid, but generally a star is like someone who's 1 to 2 years in. They're like making a name for themselves, but they're still very much new. Statement is like someone maybe 3 to 8 years who's like made some moments, but also is not a legend yet. I would probably be somewhere in like statement, but statement is not something you get like deemed as. It's just like there, if that makes sense.
Are you being modest? Are you being modest right now?
No, I 100% have never been deemed legendary in anything, and I it would not even be possible for me to until like 2023 or 24 based on like
got time. It
can
got
you it. Vogue for that long?
Yeah,
like I mean at what point does your I mean I've literally been watching Laomi Vogue for I think 18 years now. Yeah. Like at what point is your body just like falling apart?
Right.
Like Michaela. Michaela is climbing on walls and throwing herself 10 listen. Feet off of this.
I don't know anything about that. But the thing is, a lot of people start voguing before they're legally allowed to. So people who are legendary and they're like 23 because they were at the clubs when they were 13.
Got it.
The other side of it also is like voguing actually like strengthens a lot of your ligaments and stuff. And this is not just me. Like propagandizing. Like I really do think like my body is stronger now than it ever was before, even though it's like clearly really? It takes a toll on your body. It's like it also builds up and strengthens everything. So
got Gravity it. Said, I'm stronger than all you little noodle bitches out there. I'm strong. That,
Gravity said, up. I am the Wolverine of Vogue, honey. I will snap this arm off and that shit will come back.
Well, Gravity, it seems like your specialty is like floor performance and hand performance.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you go ham. Like, the stuff you do with your hands is,
You used to do those little tutorials on, well, not used to, still do on TikTok, and I would try. I was like, girl, let me sit my fat ass down before I knock myself out.
Right.
The one move I want to get, the one move that I just cannot.
Don't even embarrass yourself.
Wrap
don't
my
do it,
brain
bitch.
Around okay. is don't this one.
The figure eight over the head. Okay, great.
It's impossible.
Oh my God, are we going to get a tutorial? Ah!
Okay. Yeah, no, I have like what a one minute.
Oh my God.
It's okay.
Well, that's not a figure eight. That's a damn, that is a number four.
Wait.
It's there. The key is instead of having it like floating above your head, like a helicopter, you want it to be like sitting directly on top of your head. And you see how my hands are like almost coming in front of my face. That's what gives it that like kind of motion. Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
I can't do it.
Money, it's a job. It's a job.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
for your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions, and now they want to help even more. With a Credit Karma Money Spend account, you can be rewarded for good money habits. Who doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there's no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit purchases. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. When you use your Credit Karma Money debit card, you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you'll be notified on the spot and your Instant Karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Open your FDIC insured spend account for free. There's no minimum balance requirements, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals from a network of over 50,000 ATMs. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated, member of the FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limit apply.
Oh, rumor has it.
Monet, this ad feels targeted.
It feels very targeted. As a matter of fact, they didn't want us. Our team reached out to them. They said, this seems like a perfect fit. You've heard us talking about Hims and how they are helping people look their best. If you haven't yet, it's time to see what they're all about.
Here's the problem. 66% of people who are assigned male at birth start to lose their hair by the age of 35. And once you've started noticing the thinning, it can be too late. Take it from experience.
Girl, is that hairline slowly starting to move backwards? Any bald spots yet? Baby, the best way to prevent more hair loss is to do something about it while you still have some. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional.
Hims is helping people experiencing hair loss become the best version of themselves with licensed medical providers and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss.
No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. No more awkward in-person doctor visits or long pharmacy lines, girl.
For Hims connects you to a licensed medical professional online, which could save you hours, completely confidential, and it's discreet.
Just answer a few quick questions and a medical professional will review, and if they determine it's right for you, can prescribe you medication to treat hair loss that is shipped directly to your door.
Today, Hims is giving you their best offer yet. If you're not happy with your results after 90 days, Hims will give you a full refund. And right now, my listeners get their first visit absolutely free. Go to forhims.com/rivalry. That's forhims.com/rivalry.
Our listeners, boo. Prescription products
require... Anybody listening to Monet does not get it.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions do apply, however. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's forhims.com/rivalry.
And be like me and Monet. Hair. Just hair. All right, let's get into these judges' looks, honey. Now, Gravity, we judge the judges on Watchery.
Oh, but Gravity, no, let them safe. Have it. Let
no one's safe on it. Watchery, honey. Yeah. Okay, so it looks like
the category for this week is plastic fantastic. So obviously, the judges are and the contestants are dressing in plastic looking looks.
Monet's triggered by plastic.
I did a great job on that episode. What are you talking about? Yeah, and I turned it so.
Monet, oh my God, no one's coming for you. Wow, Monet is very combative.
You said I'm triggered. You said,
Gravity,
you
I'm
said,
sorry that Monet's being this.
You in- said Monet is triggered. I'm not triggered. I think they
were. Yeah, for being on Drag Race, Gravity, I don't know what Miss Exchange is going through, but she's really acting out. So let's look at La Roche. La Roche is like a Ken doll, which, I mean, does Ken wear a tuxedo?
Yeah, girl, Ken has like 19, just like this Malibu Barbie, this baseball Barbie, this theater. Ken has all the looks too. I think La Roche looks great. I love the hair. This wig is
fine. Nobody paying attention to Ken. Law looks great every week. This is a great wig. I also, Monet, this, okay, what do you think about Law's look, Gravity?
I think it's fine. I think it's interesting.
No,
I don't have any problems with it, but I also am not sure I would like remember it.
Right.
With that, yeah.
But the wig though, the wig was kind.
It was, yeah, the wig was nice.
Yeah.
What do you think about Jamila Jamil? I think she looks great. I like that she changed her hair, even though she changed her hair up. I mean, when I say a little bit, when I say she just like, it's like she just zoomed in on the hair. Like
Jamila looks horrible. I hated the eye makeup. I did not like this gown. I don't like it. I feel like last week she looked great, and this week, look, her hair don't even look like she even brushed it. Look at this picture of this hair. This hair looked like she picked it out the wig bag, and she was like, I'm ready to go.
Monet, what are you talking about?
I don't like this look. No.
What do you think of Gravity?
I understand the critiques that are being given, but I also think it kind of fits the theme. Like, yes, it looks like the hair was placed on her head, but also that's how dolls work. So maybe that's the
interpretation.
But I love the dress. I think it's great. She really likes the like big gowny silhouettes.
Yeah. She likes what she likes. She does not veer. She does not veer in silhouette and in that hair. She's like, I'm going to do this, but in a bunch of different fabrics.
What do you think about Megan?
I guess Megan just went for a plastic look. It's like the actual look itself is plastic because I don't understand this to be a reference to any toy.
I don't think it's a reference to a toy. She's doing plastic. She's obviously wearing vinyl. And I think, and she had the plastic purse, she had the plastic dog. And I think Megan looks great. I think Megan looks, she looks gorge.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's really leaning into the, y'all gonna know she from Texas.
Oh, the hat.
Y'all gonna know. This is like her third or fourth cowboy hat she's worn this season.
That's
already
also like her brand. That's like part of her brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at her. I mean, it's like Jamila's brand is that wig. And we're gonna see her in that wig. And we're gonna see Megan in this hat.
Uh-huh. And we're gonna see La Roche being a cunt.
What do you think of Monet? I ran into Laomi's hair person at the store the other day.
Oh, really? He DM'd me.
Yeah, he was like, "Hey, Bob. Oh my God, you talked about my work on the show, and like, let's do a piece." I'm like, "Girl, because Laomi is so laid this season. Yeah. She's so
bitch
laid.
Laomi leveled the fuck up. She said
laid on me."
she Gravity, what do you think? Doesn't she looks? I think she looks stunning.
Yeah, she has like consistently looked the best out of any of the judges, like every single episode. Like, I think it's one of the highlights of new episodes for me is like seeing what she's gonna wear. I'm really glad they like actually gave her a full team this time. I think she had a team before, but like they really like made sure she was on 100%, and it shows.
Yeah, the team has a team now because she looks slay fucking. Also, I don't think I've ever seen Naomi show this much body on a show before. Yeah. Not this much body.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But Amaya Scott, I think she looks great. I don't get, I guess this thing, the bodice is plastic. Because I don't know what the plastic is. I can't really tell.
She looks like a princess toy or something. I'm just finding out who Amaya Scott is. I did not know who she was. Apparently, she's legendary in the face category in the Southern ballroom scene. Yeah. And I mean, I thought that she looked kind of like a Katy Perry pop toy type princess thing. She looks stunning.
Right.
So you get this, but you don't get why Hala Roach is. Okay. Anyway.
I did not say I didn't get Hala Roach. All I said was, has Ken ever worn a tuxedo? You are reaching. You are bendier and stretchier than Gravity Ball Maine today. I did not say I don't see it. All I said was, has Ken worn a tuxedo? Gravity, I don't know what Monet's on today, but she is on.
I am not on anything. I am. I'm drunk on gravity right now. To be honest, I'm very happy he's here. What's his name? Deshaun. Deshaun looks cute. It's probably like a plastic fabric. Again, I don't know if there's like an exact plastic reference, but I think. But just the materials of the outfit look a little shiny and plasticky.
Yeah. I mean, it's like pleather, and I guess. I mean, I'm more interested.
Wow, so you're saying that black people can't afford leather? Got it. Okay.
Well, if it is leather, it has nothing to do with the category. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
If it's leather, it literally has nothing to do with the category. I would rather them do what like Law and Jamila did, which where they like went for a specific like doll type thing instead of just wearing plastic and like a Maya, but. Megan and Laomi and Deshaun do look great. I just don't see the. Actually, Laomi kind of looks like a toy. Laomi actually looks. She has like joints and the thing. So I do wish that Deshaun and Megan had done a toy because it's obviously toys. It's not just plastic. Clearly, the category is toys, and they just were like, "I'm just gonna wear plastic fabric."
Was the category? Or was it toys?
Yeah, everyone did a toy.
Yeah.
It seemed like everyone was a toy of some sort. Like, and it wasn't just plastic because one of the houses did paper dolls and they weren't even plastic. So apparently the category is toys.
I think the episode titles and what they actually tell the theme is are usually slightly different. Because I know last week where it was like the Pop-Tart ball and everyone was like, interesting. And then it was all like pop art references, but it's like sometimes they take some liberties in the...
Bitch, that's fully Drag Race. They were like, category is sparkly pantsuits. And actually, when you're going to show your best looking outfit you've ever worn in your life, I'm like, well, that's not the same thing. But sure, I think overall this season have you been living for the judges' looks? Like overall,
yeah, definitely overall it's been super solid. I think they kind of really got their stuff together in terms of like making sure everyone's on theme and making sure it all like. Looks amazing, which I really appreciate.
And speaking of costumes, Gravity, can you talk to us about the costume situation? Because sometimes the judges go in on the looks, and I'm like, y'all, the teams are not out here stitching and making these costumes. Y'all have a whole costume team, so it's kind of, sometimes it seems very unfair for them to come at Father Arturo for pulling down on his costume. I was like, someone made that for him.
Yeah, that is actually, I completely agree with that, because it was like, oftentimes we did not get to try on the costumes until the day of. And if they were wrong, they were wrong. Like, it's not even like we could go back and say like, hey, like, oh, can you like hem this? It's like, no, like what you get. Like, and normally the costume team did like a fantastic job. Like, I'm not throwing any shit.
Yeah. But Bob and I get custom costumes made all the time. Like sometimes there's just a fit issue. Like it's just you can't avoid it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to like critique direction because it's like the direction is the responsibility of the houses, but it's also like they can't really control the way it turns out in some ways. So it's like there are definitely some times where the critique is like, I wish the leg had been a little higher on the pan. It's like, me too. Like, I don't know what you
want. Yeah. Bitch, same. Like, what about, like, for example, was it the mother's job to make sure that you know, with the one house, I can't remember which one it was, they were like, your shoes don't match. Is that the mother's job to be like, make sure, is that the house parents to be like, girl, make sure our shoes are matching?
I mean, There were times. Okay, so I can use a real world example is when we came back for episode one of season two to film our little performance. They gave us our shoes like a good 25 minutes before we went on, and we were just missing a pair of shoes. Like one of the shoes that we had decided on and designed just like was not there, and it was no one's fault in particular. It was just they were super busy, whatever. So we ended up having to change it where two of us wore black shoes or something. So it's like sometimes that just happens. Like it's not even a
right.
Yeah, so I don't know in that specific case, but it's like it's not the responsibility of any one person. It's just like it's a huge production and things can
work. Okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
So we should go ahead and dive in. Let's talk about Miyake Mugler. So, okay, Miyake Mugler got a 46 from the judges, and they were some sort of a rainbow. The toy was like a rainbow bright.
I forget the name of the toy. It's that right. Doll with the I forget the name of it.
Anyway, that being said, I really think they look really, I love these looks. Like to me, I get the reference right away. Yeah. I think they look, what do you think?
I think they're really good. I think they definitely are, like the reference is really strong. It's unrelated to the looks, but I wish they would stop doing the voiceovers that are like high-pitched.
I know, I'm gonna go over there. Yeah.
The first time I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then like, it's getting a little interesting. Yeah.
I like their performance. I thought it was fun and cheeky. I felt like their floor performance parts of it, it felt very like it had great precision. Yeah. And I appreciate it. I was like looking at it, it looked super precise and everyone knew that part and it looked very uniform and strong.
The Arturo the father, he's like a genius choreographer. I've taken class from him. We know each other.
Oh, work.
Like, he's like, he is like a choreographer first. Like he has done like, huge like production. So like, it's always going to be on point with Miyake Mugler.
Good to know.
I really enjoyed his entrance. I really enjoyed Father Utaro's entrance. It was absolutely amazing. You know what I don't like? I get that they're toys and they don't have mouths, but like I don't like the voiceover without lip syncing. Or if you're going to like, because it's supposed to be an indication that they're the ones making the noise, but it wasn't clear to me. Like maybe there's more of a move or something, or even just do this. If you want to give the toy vibe, do the up and down. But I was like, I don't know who's supposed to be talking. Like, I don't know who's talking or who's doing what at this point.
Yeah, and then I have a note that I'm fucking Megan up on site because she keep on trying to talk to my man Diego. Like, Megan Thee Stallion, leave Diego alone, okay? This is from Monet Exchange to you, Megan. Leave my motherfucking man alone.
I think Megan might be a little tougher than you. Megan has a song called Shots Fired. You should listen to that before you try to come for Megan. I don't think Megan's scared. I gave them an 8. What did you give them, Monet?
I gave them an 8 as well.
Yeah, I would say an 8.
Mr. Balmain?
Mm-hmm, an 8. Let's talk about Garcon.
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts about Garcon. Like,
girl, me too.
But they're also all over the place because some of them were like, oh my God. And some of them were like, oh my God. Like, okay, first of all, there seems to be a bit of of his thing. And you know, when you're working on a TV show, they're so nervous about things being copywritten. So they're like, we are car toys. And it's like, mama, say Transformers. Say Transformers. Like, we're toy cars that turn into robots. Okay, mama, you're Transformers. Got it.
Yeah.
But I do think that the opening, honestly, Laomi was so on point with this critique. The opening and the closing was like, oh my God, this is so good. But it was a sandwich with great bread, but all the ingredients in the middle were just crap.
It was cold. It was wet.
But the bread. Bread.
Oh yeah. Oh girl, this sandwich was on potato bread. Yeah. Gravity. what did you think?
I definitely agree. Really quickly to Bob's point, the copyright stuff, you'll notice that always the judges are allowed to say what the obvious reference is. So they'll be saying like, it gave me a very Transformers vibe or like it was rainbow bright realness or whatever, but they can't say it in the actual performance, which is really interesting. So if you pay attention,
Got it.
They can't stop Megan from saying what she wants to say. Megan's like, I'm going to say Transformers, and if they sue us, I can afford it.
Right. But no, I agree. It was definitely like the beginning and the ending was like incredible. The visual was great. It actually worked the way they wanted it to. But like, it was just really bad in the middle.
Can I ask you a question, Gravity? Yeah. Here's the thing, like, they make mistakes on the show quite frequently, and like, it seems like when someone makes a mistake, they get even more points. And when I went to the balls I've been to, when someone makes, I mean, even a hint of a mistake,
chop,
go right. Sit down, leave. But meanwhile, they'd be like, Tonka, you slipped, but girl, I loved it.
So it can kind of go both ways. Like, there's definitely a thing in ballroom where someone has a wardrobe malfunction or they fall or whatever, but they turn it into a moment that's like so cunt that it's like fine. And it's like makes it even more of a thing. This is not what that was. Yes. But that is a thing that exists. Here they were just like saying it.
Yeah, yeah. I also thought that their floor performance was not really there. Like, they didn't really spend a whole bunch of time on the floor and really, again, made that the focal point of the thing. They were so invested in this Transformer car thing that they forgot the floor performance. And also, last week they were like, Tonker, we want to see you be featured in other ways. We want to see you do more things. And literally, the critique this week was Tonker is not playing to his strengths. Like, bitch, he was. Y'all ask him to do some new shit and now he fell and shit.
Well, I just don't understand why they're putting they just seem to be, this whole team, Garcon is putting way too much pressure on Tonka. Like, it's too much. They're making Tonka has been the primary piece in the performance, I think, 2 or 3 weeks in a row now. I don't understand. Why are you making Tonka do the floor performance when that's clearly not his strong point?
They're trying to rise to the judges. The judges last week told him, we want to see you be featured in other ways, do other stuff, do different things. Don't always do what you always, just try something else. So he tried something else and it wasn't successful. And he got his team a low score. Not him, but you know, it contributed to them getting a lower score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel that pressure being that you have like a specialty and they were like, Gravity, it's hands, go ham.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it would be like, there's no reason to send someone out for something they're not good at, or not even not good at, but just like, that's not their forte. Like, it would make no sense to send me out for like body or something. Like, I would just lose. It's just like, it is what it is. Like, you there's no point playing with that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Also, I want to say too, I misspoke. It was actually Jamila who gave the critique about the beginning and the end. It wasn't Laomi. But I was like, honestly, I gave them a 7.
I gave them a 7 as well.
Yeah, I think 7 is probably as high as I go, yeah.
Yeah.
Graham, you just copying off us. Every score we give, you...
I'm sorry, you're right. It is what it is.
I my homework. Okay, let's talk about Balenciaga!
Girl,
say real quick, and let me tell you, because you were one of these houses. Is there a point where the other houses are like, we can't win? It's either going to be Balenciaga or Tichy. Why are we still here? What are we trying? Like, at this point, it's clearly. And this episode really, like, I feel like this is the episode where someone else could have snuck in. Mm-hmm. At this point, it is obviously either Balenciaga or Tichy, and everyone else is just hanging out and being like, we're kind of here too.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we'll see. But the thing is, because of the way the scoring system works, you literally never know, especially when you get to this point, like who's in the bottom and who's not. Like the amount of impact that one of the side categories can have on the scores is so important at this point that like you could have the best routine of the night and go home. So it's like,
girl, like last week, how Mother Shannon got a 10 for the house.
I know.
For winning
body. For shaking that donkey.
But her team was in the bottom. It threw the whole thing upside down.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Tichy, Bob, not Tichy.
I have a Southern accent. That's how I pronounce it.
No, that's not how. Okay. Gravity's from the South too, and he pronounces it.
I'm not from the South.
I know. Gravity just nod and say yes.
Gravity, you gather Monet like a
Gravity. He's supposed to nod and say yes. Jacob, can we please cut Gravity's line? He is not participating correctly.
Now, I also want to here's my thing. I know this may be, I'm maybe being a little too picky, but they said they were paper dolls, and they were moving like Barbie dolls. That really, I know that sounds so like.
I think it's the intersection, Bob. They're like paper dolls, but they're obviously portraying Barbie. I think they're trying to.
Why would you say you were paper dolls and then portray Barbie? They'd be like, we're paper dolls, but we're going to be. Paper dolls and Barbie dolls are not even close to being the same thing. I would have been more interested in them moving like this, because this is how a paper doll would move, versus doing this, which is, I know that sounds really picky, but I'm kind of like, it was confusing to me.
Well, overall, I was not really blown away by this. I thought it was fine. I said that I liked the story, but again, I think that Mother Shannon still kind of, like, the judges critiqued her, asked her to do a little more for this coming week, and she still kind of played the same role. And I also thought that their floor performance wasn't super great. It definitely was not as precise and as dynamic as Mugler's, in my opinion.
I think it was good, but I agree. I don't think it was the best they've ever done.
Yeah.
I wrote great moves, but I still, this is where me and Monet disagree. In my opinion, Mother Shannon is doing what she can do to the best of her abilities. Yep. If Mother Shannon tried to, and this is no shade to Tonka, but Tonka tried to do something that he's not known for doing.
That's true.
Mother Shannon is like, I'm not about to do that to myself. She's like, I know what I'm... I think it's probably also because Mother Shannon's been in the game a little longer than Tonka. She's like, oh, I know what I'm... I'm not about to clown myself on international television trying to do a move that I know I can't do. So Mother Shannon did her little jumping jacks in the back, and then she walked over to the car, drove it, and started driving over people. I think that what she's doing is, in my opinion, very smart.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a critique they gave to Mother Erica Lonvin last season where they're like, literally just stand there and be pretty, like... You doing that is going to look better than you trying to do the things that your, you know, your kids who are all professional dancers are doing. Like, don't try and do something that, you know, like if you just want to sit there or drive in a car and almost run people over, like that's it. That's good.
Well, you know what? It's only because the other week when she did that like duck walk moment and she did that old way, I was fucking threw my room at my screen because it looked so great and it was so cool. And I was like, oh my God, it was so nice to see her change it up a little bit. So I guess that's where my brain goes. I'm like, if she was to do just a little something again, I would probably lose my fucking mind.
That might be Mother Shannon's one little trick that she's had in her bag. She's like, I know I can do one thing. I can duck walk the old way. And I can do it for a long time because I've been doing it for so long. But she's not about to fucking hop in and
no one said
do
all
a
that.
List.
Now who's adding shit? I ain't say all that.
I think, in my opinion, I think what she's doing is very, very smart. Because then you end up in situations where you end up, you know, fucking shit up. Like Erica Lonvin, who I loved last season. Obviously, I was a huge fan of her. Still am. Right. We're going to have her on the show. But like, you got to do what you do well and don't let people trick you into doing some shit you are not comfortable doing.
Yeah. That being said, I gave them an 8.
I actually gave them a 9 because I thought that they were great at playing their strengths. I just didn't like the whole, I was just confused by them representing two different toys at once. It just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I would also give them a 9. I think with regards to the wardrobe, from what I understand, it's a reference to two separate Moschino runway shows, one of which was the Barbie collection, and then one of which was like the paper or cardboard cutout dolls, which is where the like white squares mm-hmm. coming off of their things are. So I think they like tried to combine them both into one reference, and it maybe got a little confusing for that reason, but they were like paper or plastic dolls, I guess. I don't know.
Literally what I said, I was like, what are you? Are you this? Are you that? Like, what's going on? I also know that they can't do it, but I know they, actually they probably can, but I wanted them to be naked in the back. If not naked, like at least like wearing like a dance belt that's their skin tone, because the paper doll is like, there's nothing on the back of it. So I actually would have enjoyed it if they were like, cause they were wearing like these like spandex suits with like these underwear type things in them, but it should have been like one color in the back because it's the back of a piece of paper. But I'm also being a stickler and like really nitpicking because they're a really great team.
Who said I was going to eat the paper, boo?
Next, let's talk about the House of Tichy.
I'm not trying to pick, it's hard to pick favorites, but God damn it, Tichy is just, holy shit.
Every week. It's insane.
I've said it before, Mother G is the mother of mothers. She got these kids to fucking gather. And I know, from what I understand, aren't they like a brand new house?
I don't think they're brand new, no. They just like haven't really debuted together in ballroom. Well, they have, but it's like they aren't like a ballroom house in the same way that like Mugler or Balenciaga is, where like everyone knows them as this like unit of the Tichys. But they're all like well known in their own regards, and they've all been around for a while.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Here's why I think Tichy, I don't know how you pronounce it, is excelling so much. Is because what happens is Legendary takes houses and it basically showcases all of them as dancers. But yeah, everybody in ballroom don't dance. But unless you're the house of Tichy, and then everyone fucking dances because that's your thing. So it really takes, that's why I'm actually kind of happy about this little second category, although I think sometimes it gives way too many points. But then we think about it, you think about it, like ballroom is more than just voguing. It's not just voguing. So it is something to highlight Shannon, where she can go out there in a dinner napkin of a dress and shake that big brown donkey.
Well,
and
baby, win the house. You need to listen. She did an interview on a radio show in Atlanta. She was talking about it. She was like, she wanted to go butt booty naked, like just literally nothing, but they wouldn't let her. And then she had pasties on her nipples. And then after she won, that's why you come back and you see them censored. She ripped them off and she throws them at the judges. And she's like, take that, basically.
Jacob showed me a video of her walking body, and she lifts her leg up and puts it on the guy she's walking against, and her entire pussy is out. The whole thing. She is literally just like, literally like, this is my entire pussy. And they cut her, they picked, it was like a pick back and forth. They picked the other, this is her whole pussy, the whole thing. Look at this. Her whole pussy is just out. It do take nerve, girl. Take nerve.
But speaking of nerve, bitch, the house of Tichy, they fucking aid. They did not leave a single crumb anywhere for anyone. I want to say, like, their heels are on everybody's necks in this competition, and it was just such a beautiful concept. It was so entertaining. The way that they featured four performances, like when they all made that cog and they all like turning to, and it made Mother Gia turn.
Oh, that was great.
When
they like were around her feet and they were like doing the in and out, and then the mortar, when one of them picked up the other one and shot them like a rock,
like a fucking bazooka.
I was like, they're so, like, I don't know if Mother G is choreographing or if they're all collaborating or what. But
oh yeah, Gravity, tell us about that. Do you think is the choreo all coming from the house, or how much does Tanisha help?
So it really depends on the house. For the houses who have parents or who have members who are choreographers, like Mugwera or like Tichy, my guess is that they're doing 95% of the work themselves, and then maybe they're getting edits, they're getting like, maybe you should do this because of the way the cameras are, like very much like fitting the choreo to the show, not creating.
Got it.
Of the houses who maybe don't have anyone that has that dance experience or that choreography experience, that's where they really are able to pick up the slack and say like, it's bad, you should do this.
Got it.
Well, I gave them a 10. It was a 10.
Oh, I think
yeah, I gave them a 10. Every time. For sure. 10.
Yeah, like, duh, to quote Tichy, duh, it was a 10.
Tichy, duh.
Moving on to Arichi. Okay, this was actually my favorite idea. Like, the marionettes marionettes are a great idea. Also, this maquillage.
The makeup.
This maquillage. Bitch, they look like wood. Like, yeah. This makeup was so killer. I love the looks. I love the concept. Cannot say the same for the rest of this, everything else.
Yeah, I said it wasn't dynamic. I agree with the judges. There wasn't anything about their performance that was like, oh my God, work. It was all just waiting for it to happen the whole time. Then it was over.
Things that seemed really obvious. One, there should have been a puppet master. Why was one of the puppets the puppet? Why would a puppet be a puppet master? I know that sounds like I'm being too ethereal, but like at one point a puppet was controlling the other puppets.
Yeah, Gillette was supposed to be the puppet master.
But she was a puppet.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So I'm like, that literally does not make any sense. So Gillette is a puppet, and it's also the puppet master. But then, I thought it would have been crazy if they would have had one puppet master in like a black suit with a red bow tie with strings attached to all of them. And they could have been like moving around with like those bungee type, like stretchy strings. They could have done some intricate, like, weaving
that
in and out.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster. Niggas is tripping and falling and running.
But if they nail it, it'd be amazing.
Right.
Yeah, but that sounds very hard to nail.
Garcon can turn into a car. They can have some strings. Like
yeah, I mean, girl, if you're competing for superior house, if you're gonna try to say you are superior, you were trying to win. Someone won $25,000 this episode. Girl, TG won $25,000 just this episode. So I'm like, if you're competing for like a lot of money and you want to win grand house, do crazy shit. Like,
girl, bitch, someone tripped on a coat last week, or the Hustle Garcelle be tripping on fucking people's jackets every week. You want it to have strings pulling around and falling around and shit?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. Quite frankly, yes.
But then with the same breath, you'd be the same one being like, they should have just not done the strings because it was just, there was too much room for error with the strings.
I did not say that. You made that up. One time I said, as soon as I saw this coat, I was like, ooh, that coat's going to be trouble. But also, if you're going for superior house, if you want to be the, like, you got, once you start, here's the thing. Once you see houses like Tichy coming out and just doing crazy stuff, if you can't dance as well as them, bitch, you better be more creative. If you can't dance as well as they can, then bitch, you better fucking shut it down.
I agree.
Those strings, something like that would have just been such a push over the edge. And it just seems like they're not thinking about all the aspects when they would, like, it's like I said, once I saw the puppet become the puppet master, I was like, I don't know. I feel like they need to be doing the most, like absolutely the most. That's my opinion. But what do I
gave the House of Arichi a 7.
I gave them a 7 too.
I gave them a 72.
I also gave them a seven.
Oh, okay,
because I did love their makeup. I love their looks. I love the idea of using marionettes. So I like everything except the execution.
Work.
Which yeah, you give I also would say, not to copy you, but yeah, I would also say a 7.
Let's see your paper.
My favorite part of the entire performance was when they were getting judged and Remy was just like, fully in character still and like changing poses and no one else was. And yet he kept doing it. I was like, you have to commit to the bit, I guess.
I just love that Father Omari talks like he's a commentator. He's like, yeah. Yes, this week that we thought was going to do the marionette.
Occasionally is, yeah.
It really bothered me. At the end of last episode, Deshaun said, one house will rise and one house will fall. But bitch, one house did not fall. I actually went back just to make sure he said it, and he did say it. I do not like in reality TV shows when people don't get eliminated. I think it is whack. I am watching reality to see someone succeed. And you know what? Quite frankly, someone else to go home. Like I personally want people to go home. How do you feel, Greg, about people not going home?
I think they would have had a very short season. I think normally they space it out a little bit better, where it's like the Moneyball happened last time when we had like 6 or 7 houses left. Like it was very much like there was one here and everything in between. My guess is that because of COVID restrictions, they tried to front load a lot of the houses going home so that they would have to do less like testing and there were fewer bodies to like interact and spread disease.
Got it.
And then when they were able to get rid of 5 of the houses, then they're like, okay, now we can start doing Moneyballs and stuff because we have a manageable number of casts. Members of the cast, and they were able to like shine more of a spotlight on individual people because there were fewer overall.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Growing up, cereal is one of the best parts of being a kid, but I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk that you really should not eat. Now, I've been trying to cut down on carbs and sugar and healthy foods, and I realized that I basically can't eat anything anymore. I've been drinking protein shakes, powder for years, but finally, I found a delicious way to get my protein before and after my workouts. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Only 140 calories per serving. It's keto-friendly, it's gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Variety packs include 4 flavors. There are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Go to magicspoon.com/rivalry to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code RIVALRY at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/rivalry and use the code RIVALRY to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. This episode is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously.
Prescription acne treatment really works, but it's hard to get. You have to take time off work. You got to go see a doctor. You got to sit in line at the pharmacy for your medication. It's too much, honey. It's too much. Until Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately, and your medications are delivered to your home.
Simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history. Then just snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized, honey, treatment plan tailored just for you.
Mm-hmm. The best part is that Apostrophe offers topical and oral medications, so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in.
Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals. Have you ever had dark spots after a breakout? That's called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. Yeah, I sound like a doctor, right? Or some people call it PAIH. And Apostrophe has prescription medication that's the most effective and fastest way to get rid of your dark spots.
Yeah. You know, I will say, I as a black man, my hair is coarser than people of the lighter persuasion. And I get a lot of ingrown hairs, and I get hyperpigmentation. And thanks to Apostrophe, girl, my skincare woes have become skincare goals. Am I right? That was good. You like that?
That was actually really wonderful. Apostrophe can tailor your plan to fit your specific skincare goals and needs.
Get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/rivalry and use our code RIVALRY. This code is only available to our listeners, honey. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/rivalry and click begin visit. Then use the code RIVALRY at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/rivalry and use that code RIVALRY to get your dermatology visit for $15 off, and we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast. Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Stang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.com/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free.
Yeah. So now we have two little categories.
We're doing runway.
So they have the runway.
European
as a
runway,
house.
Not just runway. European runway.
European runway. They have to do a house with just two or more people, two walking or three. In perfect unison at the same time. I don't know how much time they have to do this, but some of these were so out of sync. I was like, there's no way you rehearsed.
The House of Garcon, they walked out and it literally looked like the Three Stooges. One did the one thing, one went down, one, it was the messiest one of the
house. Like, it was, I was like, what?
That shit was so messy. I was like, boy, y'all going through.
How much time do they do these? I can't remember. Do they do these little extra categories in season one?
Yes, they did. I mean, we had like this season, I think they had 3 or 4 days in between. The thing about runway in coordination is runway is not something that happens like on the beat in ballroom. Like it's very much an internal rhythm. So if you are a pro at it and it syncs up with other people who know what they're doing, it all works. It all comes together. But if you have people who are on different rhythms, just because it's like that's how they walk, it's like it's going to be super, super hard to get it together. Because it's like also like they don't have prepared music for these mini challenges. Like they just play a beat and you have to go. So it's like you have to tie it to music and beats that don't even really exist.
I hear you. But I feel like I could walk on beat. Like, I just feel like I would be able to walk on beat. And there were people just walking in all kinds of...
Just the beat, though, because I think what Gravity is saying is that it's not just walking on beat. I'm sure a lot of these people, they vogue, so they all probably have a nice internal rhythm. Mm-hmm. But it's like the vibe, and it's like everyone getting into that same feel together. Not just the beat, but everyone taking the same strides together, you know?
Yeah. I would say, to be safe, bitch, let's walk on the beat. Because what Garcon was doing was wild. Bitch, let's walk on beat. Because obviously we can't get on the same footing.
Yeah, and also Mugler, again, they weren't stellar either. And I did not think that Balenciaga did a great job either. When they got 10s, I was like, really?
Well, they got 10s by default because they won the
previous round. Oh, right, that's why, yeah. Because I was like, they're a little messy too.
Well, even Orici didn't get chopped, and I was like, they were off too. Like,
Orici was great.
Off. They were a little off. Go back and watch it. They were a little off.
No, I watched it twice. They were great.
What'd you think, Gravity?
I think that for me, Tishis were by far the best in their 10s, mm-hmm. in their presentation. Mm-hmm. I liked Orici too. I think they probably were like slightly off, but they also had like a lot of things going on with their costume. So it may have just been like the wind. I don't know.
They outside. Yeah. It was outside, not the wind.
That was where they had fans and shit, and also because they had those things on, and when they did those pivot, turn, and step, it looked really good, and with all the things at the top, like the little puppet strings, I thought it looked great. I really enjoyed it.
Did Gia sanitize Cha-Cha?
Probably.
She sprayed something on her.
It might have been.
It was probably like a little shady moment. Like, you know, my favorite, watching old ballroom days, my favorite thing is when someone's walking and they do like the whole, like the fucking dog leash shit. That shit.
Yeah.
It is. They do it so much. It still cracks me up every time. I'm like, yeah, dog walk that hoe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the best. We've all seen the legendary video of that lady with that massive fan. Have you seen this, Gravity?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
That is the best moment.
It's so good.
It was like when that girl grabbed Michaela's cape last. Did you see that with your own eyes? Was everyone like losing their shit at that moment?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Like we knew that they won like the minute that happened.
And I know Michaela must have been like, God damn it, she fucking Lolita Leopard. When she grabbed that cape, we were like, bitch, she should have been on season two.
So for the first European runway, Tishi, Balenciaga, and Orici go on. And then we have, for the next round of European runway, we had Balenciaga versus Gillette. I mean, Balenciaga versus Orici. Gotcha. And I thought that Gillette turned it. I did not understand what was going on when Balenciaga won that. I did not get it.
I agree.
Gillette turned
I remember thinking to myself, well, I guess, but you know what also is weird? This round didn't have points. Mm-hmm. It was just money. So if you win these categories, it doesn't go toward being the superior house. But last week, Balenciaga was in the bottom, and winning body made them win the category in Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
I was like, why were there no points? There should have been points for walking these categories.
Well, to be fair, last time they got money. So, I mean, they didn't get money. So it's like, bitch, if you're getting money, you're not getting points. If you're getting
points, also the points can help me win Superior, which will help me win $100,000.
I know.
So, like make it make sense. Like, they're making up rules as they go. Mm-hmm. Jamila is like, well, I've decided today that you're going to get extra points if you get this, and here you'll get. I was like, girl, I don't know. But I feel like, obviously, Tichy would have still won anyway, because
I had no idea that Jamila was Australian. Interesting. And then for the second round, it was Balenciaga versus Tichy. And I do think, even this one too, I thought Mother Gia beat her. I did not. And again, I am a Balenciaga stan. Every week I'm screaming their name. Mm-hmm. Huh?
In the runway?
Yeah, I thought that Gia beat Cha-Cha in this. I didn't get it.
I enjoyed her little sanitizing gag, and people were gagging, but they just chopped. But also, I always think to myself, that's why I also have a hard time seeing things, because I always just end up favoring whoever is closest to the camera. Because I went back and watched the recap from last week, and the stuff that I saw from that last, the redemption battle, I was like, I didn't even see that. I had to go back and watch it again, because I just end up favoring whoever's closest to the camera.
Say you're from RuPaul's Drag Race without saying you're from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Say you won RuPaul's Drag Race without saying RuPaul's Drag Race.
I did.
Anyway. Anyway. So, okay, let's talk about, so now they do the next category, which is duck walk.
Ah.
Now, all right, I'm going to go ahead and get it popping off, and we're going to talk about this duck walk. We have a duck walk aficionado up in the house today.
When they exchange.
How is your duck walking, Gravity?
Oh, it's everything. I love his duck walking.
It's good. It's not. I probably would have been put in this because I cannot walk runway for the life of me. But yeah, it's also.
Would you have won this duck walk around?
I would not have gotten shot. I'll say that. But I'm not going to confidently say that I would have won.
Duck walk is my favorite category. Also, for two reasons. It looks fucking great. Two, I just cannot. My knees are not able to sustain the centrifugal force of my big ass body to bob up and down. And it's an anomaly to me. And I love it.
I loved Garcon's little airplane move. Like, yeah. The fact they had those wings, just like, I was like, oh my God, this is great.
I was just loving
it. That's another thing. Like, y'all had time to get y'all's runway walk together because you had time to make wings. So you had wings that were literally just for this category. So you had the foresight to know to have wings. So you had time to make y'all's walk not crunching. Anyway,
the one thing I did love that little wing really thing. Quick is that with these side categories, this one in particular, it was pretty clear they had to have all five members in one of them. They either had to be in the duck walk or they had to be in the runway. So if you have a house and you're like, well, none of us can walk runway, so let's just put all our time into the duck walk thing and just hope for the best. Like, that is something that happens sometimes. Like, because you would usually have to have different members do different categories. So at some point, you just have to, like, crunch the numbers and be like, we're not winning this anyway. So just let's use these people, and then we'll choose our best for this other one.
Word.
So
that may also
tell that to Tichy. Mm-hmm. Because they pretty much slept tonight, with the exception of, I think they should have run one way too, but whatever. Yeah. It's also not fair. I mean, I get that it's just how it goes, but like, it just seems unfair that Simone had to stay and duck walk for basically
for three rounds.
Yeah, that made no sense.
I'm like,
give
girl,
this thing a break. Let this thing take a lap. Something.
I'm like, call the doctor, and girl, her knees are probably fucked up. But I was like, how are her joints not on fire? That being said, I thought that Mugler's duck walk was good. Like, their thing was cute. Garcon was cute. I think Father Omari, I don't know what it is, but his duck walk just looks so fierce and so cunt. Yeah. And I thought he had the best one of the night. I'm not too sure how he didn't win. I didn't get it.
Yeah. Maybe they were just considering the fact that she had been out there so long. Cause by the end, she was fatigued. Like, I saw she started doing a little floor work to like take a break from duck. Like, you saw it. She was like, let me just do a little bit of this. A little bit of this.
Yeah.
Cause bitch, your fucking legs will be on fire.
Yeah, but I mean, but Simone and Omari, that was the first like individual one, and I think that Omari beat Simone.
Yeah, I think it could have gone either way, but I agree that Omari's incredible, and Duck Walk is one of his.
Well, yeah, it's
take it up with Jamila Jamil. Yeah. So at the end of the night, Simone wins. Tichy wins the entire. They are the superior house. They won $25,000 on this evening, and they how many times they won superior house, Jacob?
I think
this is the second time. Because Balenciaga won twice. They've won twice. So how many? We're at six episodes.
Yeah,
and four of the six episodes have gone to two houses. Mary, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Listen, it's a wrap. Four, and we won none, and we still won. So,
right.
There's that. You know, who knows?
That's right, Gravity. I mean, Gravity, get this fucking braid.
Monet, you've been gathered so many times. Calm
get
down.
Get this micro braided head bitch up together. Get her together.
Micro braids. Wow. Have you ever met black people? Someone do a supercut of every time Monet's been gathered. Gravity, who are you rooting for this
season?
Yes,
Gravity, spill that tea. Spill the tea. Who are you rooting for?
Personally, I think the two houses that I don't even know. The three.
Two!
The one, okay, if I had to choose one, it would be Tichy. Gia is like my second ballroom mother, basically. She really like saw me grow from nothing because she's in LA. She's an LA girl. So she saw me start out and I was bad. And she like very much pulled me aside and was like, do this, stop doing this, da 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 da. She's always been in my corner. So for that reason alone, and I love all of the Tichys, and they're also just like consistently doing incredibly. But they're definitely like my number one house for the season.
Okay. Who do you see going home next?
Wow. No Shot Day.
Hey,
by the way, is that Deshaun's new saying? Deshaun is going to make us say No Shot Day. Deshaun has said No Shot. I don't think he said it this much last season, did he?
They cut it out, but he says it all the time in person, like every other sentence. Like, no, that's just his thing. I think literally any one of them could go home. And I mean that with full certainty, because like at this point, you do not know.
Gravity's trying to get Miss Congeniality this season, honey.
Gravity Congeniality Balmain. Also, you know what I miss, honestly? The redemption battle is like one of the best parts of the show.
I agree.
Like, no redemption battle was whack. We need to have eliminations. And if you don't have enough houses, then bitch cast more people. Mm. Because like the redemption battle is
the point.
It's the point. Like, yeah. Mary.
Gravity, please tell us where can we find you on the social medias? Any projects you have that you want to plug? I know you do your voguing classes online.
Yes. So I'm pretty much Gravity Balmain everywhere. In my Instagram bio link, whatever, you can find a link to $5 vogue classes that I do. They're all online. They're like video on demand. So you just buy them and you have access forever, whatever. But I also have a bunch of free tutorials on YouTube and TikTok if you're interested in that. But yeah, so that's me.
I'm one more thing. Are you making these costumes?
No, absolutely not.
You do all these, you have these like fur things that you're wearing a lot, these like leggings and these like that you're wearing on your.
No, I have no talent. I just show up and dance. No, it's like a lot of it's like old costumes from gigs and.
Got it.
Yeah.
And Gravity, you in these shirts, will take these shirts and they are just, it is dental floss by the time
I live. Listen.
Edward Scissorhands in these shirts, it is just covering maybe a collarbone and maybe a nipple.
Oh, Gravity is giving great eye candy and also great instruction. I mean, why not?
Yeah, it's just for the engagement.
Anything for the engagement. Well, thank you so much, and thank you everyone for joining us for Sibling Watchery. Join us next week. We'll be going to reviewing episode 7, where anyone can go home. Girl, if
Bob home next week. That's my hope.
I'm gonna say this right now. If for any reason Tichy goes home at any point soon, bitch riots. Bitch, we're going back into lockdown, honey. Because I'm gonna act a fool. Me and Mother G are gonna storm the streets, honey.
Well, Gravity and I will be getting lunch soon. And Bob, you're not invited. Bob swears I don't invite him to any of my engagements with friends in LA. Gravity just silent.
Cool, Monet.
Gravity, thank you so much for coming, for real. We really appreciate it. This is so fun having you on Sipping Watchery.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed being here.
Cool.
All right, peace, everyone.
Scarpins Audio, a podcast. A podcast network.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.